Hello, everyone. Before this episode begins, make sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Also, give us a 5-star review. Give us a rating as well. Tell us what you'd like to improve on, what you'd like to see more of, and we will try to improve as best as we can. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the MSU Sports Zone Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing the potential starting lineup for Michigan State going into the season with only 2 days away. The season's vastly approaching. Talk about Tom Izzo's health and others. Let's get into it. So today it was released that Tom Izzo has recovered from COVID-19 and is doing better. Chris Solari, Michigan State beat writer reporter and a friend of mine, released a statement saying Coach Izzo attended the weekend practices and he returned to his office, Monday morning, which was today. So he is back in the office. He's back to attending practices. He's back to his old self. Let's keep our fingers crossed for Tom. For those that don't know, if you're on, waking up from the side of a rock, Tom Izzo recently acquired COVID-19 around, about 10 to 14 days ago. He had to self-isolate for 10 days, I believe. And with the game in 2 days, people were worried about, is he going to be able to get out there? I know it's only Eastern Michigan, but going into a new year without your head coach, not the best way to start off. Nonetheless, Tom Izzo, it was announced today, he has recovered. He's doing fine. He'll be on the sidelines Wednesday evening when the Spartans host Eastern Michigan for their first game of the 2020-21 season. I got multiple DMs about this today, yesterday, mostly over the weekend, asking about Izzo's health. Few people commented about it. I didn't really want to speculate on, someone's health when there's no rumors, nothing. I wanted to wait until a statement was produced. Tom Izzo did release a statement as well. I didn't write it down because it would have taken me a minute to read it to you guys. It was about a paragraph long, basically just saying he thanked the medical team. He thanked the frontline workers, and he ended it by just saying that the virus is no joke and everyone has to take it seriously. So just want to get that out of the way. Now we can get into the main reason why you all tuned into this episode, and hopefully you all enjoy it. So starting lineup, there's been a lot of rumors floating out. Today there was a few rumors floating out on Twitter with Dwayne Stevens telling a reporter there's 7 guys competing for the starting lineup. Those 7 included Foster Lawyer, Rocket Watts, Aaron Henry, Josh Langford, Joey Hauser, Thomas Kithier, and of course Marcus Bingham. I'm told as of right now, going into now, we are 2 days away, guys. We are 2 days away, so Izzo has pulled some other stuff. He's pulled some shenanigans in the past. He might pull it again by switching the lineup 2 days, but as of right now, this evening, I'm told the lineup will be Rocket Watts at point guard, Josh Langford at the two, whatever, if he's going to play the two or three. Aaron Henry will be playing the three or two, whichever. Joey Hauser, and now you guys can get your drum rolls. Rounding out the starting five, I'm told as of right now, will be Thomas Kithier. It took me by surprise. It's probably going to take most of you guys listening by surprise. I know a lot of people listening might just laugh at it, say, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just giving you guys bullshit info. I'm not. I didn't want to just make this podcast out of nowhere. I made sure to text the guy that told me before this to confirm it, and that is what he told me as of now. Also, I have some other interesting stuff to let you guys know. While Dwayne Stevens did point out the 7 guys competing, my guy also confirmed that, he told me that before Stevens said it. So Stevens saying it confirmed it, which makes me feel a lot better that this starting lineup is going to be the starting lineup. Also, I'm told this is, Rocket Watts did say it as well, not in the same words, but he basically said it. He also said Foster's really battling for that position. His leadership is tremendous. I can vouch for that. I met Foster in the summer, actually sold him a pair of shoes. With meeting him with in the span of 5 minutes, you can tell he's a great leader. He's a great guy. He's a guy you want to be around. In the huddle, while most people have, I guess, roasted him in the past for, not playing any defense, not being able to cover anyone in the Big Ten. I've always defended Foster. I haven't defended his play out like tremendously, but I've always said, this guy's never going to be one to transfer. Everyone either hates this guy or loves him. I've always liked him because I believe he's a great shooter. He's a great leader. He's a guy you want in the locker room. And he's going to give his team valuable minutes this year, guys. I really believe that. His minutes are going to probably triple from last year. I think that's safe to say. With Cassius there, it's, you know, it's not doing him any benefits to start. Now with Cassius gone, it's basically him and Rocket. I don't think A.J. Hoggart's going to get a ton of minutes this year. You know, it's hard for a freshman to come in right away and start and play valuable minutes. You know, you can go ask Cassius when he was a freshman. I know he started near the end of the year, but if you guys remember, starting the year off, Tum Tum Nir was your starting point guard. Then later in the year, middle of the year, Izzo realized, you know, we got to pass the torch. This is Winston time. I don't think that's going to be the case this year with Hogger. I think it's going to take him a little longer because Rocket and I think Foster are just simply a little bit better right now than, you know, like I said, mentioning Tum Tum and Cassius, where I think it's a little bit bigger of a jump. So with all that being said, I was told Foster has a better chance at starting out point guard than Marcus Bingham does at starting at center over Thomas Kithier. With that being said, I'm not saying Foster's going to be the starting point guard. I'm also not saying Bingham will be the starting center. I'm just simply pointing out that. And, I mean, the Rocket Watts quote about an hour and a half ago on Twitter, him praising Foster, you know, doing all that stuff, backs that up from what I've been told. You know, I mean, he's done everything well. And I can confirm this too, because I've multiple people have told me this. You know, one of the coaches that's not you know, not Stevens, but that's been working out with him all summer said just everything he's done has been really good. And people might roll their eyes and say, what do you mean everything he's done? Just everything, guys. The way he approaches the game, the way he leads, his energy, like everything. You know, his defensive presence, yeah, that's, you know, he's small. Like, it's not going to, you know, turn overnight. But, you know, Izzo has claimed and everyone has claimed he's been more aggressive. That's what he's struggled with in the past. Aggressiveness, confidence has been the main key for him. I think that's been his main issue, was confidence. I really do. You know, confidence in a player, when you get confidence out there, it's a totally different ballgame. I think Foster's confidence has shot up in the roof this summer. I think he would probably admit that as well. So I think you're going to see a lot of Foster later this year, guys. I don't know if he's going to start. I don't think he's going to start, as I just mentioned, the starting lineup. But I do believe he's going to play valuable minutes. And as Dwayne Stevens mentioned, he's in the top seven for starting. I believe, you know, him and Bingham, I believe out of those seven guys that Steven mentions, Dwayne Stevens, our assistant coach, for those that, like I said, don't know who he is, I believe that Foster and Bingham will be the two left out of those seven not starting. So, like I mentioned, guys, the starting lineup, I've been told as of today, Rocket Watts, Josh Langford, Aaron Henry, Joey Hauser, Thomas Kithier. And sorry for, you know, when I was listening to the starting lineup before, I didn't mean to, you know, say the positions, because I don't know what position Henry and Langford, I don't know who's going to play the two or the three. I would assume Langford would play the two and Henry would play the three, but I'm not, you know, a super basketball expert to tell you guys, oh, these are all the positions. I can just confirm that out of those five, I know for sure Rocket will be the point guard, Kithier will be the center, and I know Hauser will have to play the four. I think Hauser can play the three, but I don't think Henry can play the four. So that's, you can take that with a grain of salt, whatever position. You guys, for those that are listening, I'm assuming most of you guys care about my opinion. For those that are just listening, just to see what I say, that's what I'm saying for the starting lineup. That's what I've heard. And the last point I wanted to leave you guys with before I end this episode, before it's over, and I really believe this with the bottom of my heart, Matty Sissoko. So he came on this podcast about a year ago after he committed. Very, very good guy. I spoke to him the other day, actually, just, you know, talked to him. He's a very nice guy. I really believe strongly that he would be your starting center right now at Michigan State University going into Wednesday's debut if he wasn't a true freshman. That's the only thing that's holding him back, in my opinion. You guys have seen the pictures. One of the players compared him to DK Metcalf. I can't remember who exactly said it. I don't want to say the wrong name, but that I know definitely that was thrown out there a few days ago. You guys have seen the pictures on Instagram of him holding the weights and the chains in the weight room. The guy is jacked, and he's only a true freshman. I mean, I don't like giving comparisons for his play, but just the way he looks like Zion Williamson out there. I'm not going to say he's going to be a number one pick like that, but just the way he's already built as a freshman, it's insane. And he's honest, he's taller than Zion. I think Sissoko's 6'10", Zion's 6'7", or 6'8". Zion might be 6'6", I don't even know. But that's just the way he looks to me. It's just crazy. So Kithier will get the start at the center. Not saying he will start the whole season, just saying Wednesday's game, he will be your starter. I think Bingham, you're going to see a lot of Bingham in the opener, first few games. You know, they're going to want to see what they have. I don't know if they're going to, you know, throw Matty right out there, you know, with Duke the third or fourth game, you know, go start. No. But as the season goes on and on, like you saw last year with our freshman Malik Hall and Rocket Watts, they only got better every game. You know, after, you know, Rocket's debut against Kentucky scoring 0 points, everyone criticized him, me included. He only went up from there, guys. I think as the season closed, he was starting for this team, guys. I mean, he was starting. Malik Hall was playing valuable minutes. Malik Hall wasn't as bad as Rocket at the beginning, but that's just because he didn't get as much of a chance. As the season went on and on, Malik and Rocket, I mean, they played as well as they could have. And it's unfortunate we didn't get to see that team in the tournament. Who knows what they could have accomplished. But I wanted to leave you guys with that. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. To close it off, you know, run it down again. Izzo is feeling better. He's recovered from COVID. He will be on the sidelines Wednesday. Starting lineup, Rocket, Langford, Henry, Hauser, Kithier, from what I've been told. Like I said, also Foster has a better chance at starting over Rocket than Bingham does over Kithier Wednesday's game. Not saying game after that, just saying Wednesday's game strictly. And I believe strongly Matty would be their starting center if he wasn't a true freshman and a pandemic. You know, all those things taken into account. Thank you all for listening. I'm going to be on the 2-3 episode grind as basketball season comes into fruition. Fruition and football season comes to a close soon. Don't miss Wednesday's episode with 247 National Recruiting Midwest Insider Alan True. I mean, you guys should all know who he is. One of the best in the business. Going to talk about 2020 football, Michigan State recruiting. Talk about targets, commits, who were possibly flips. We'll see about that, guys. Thank you all, and I hope you enjoy.